From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President-elect Donald Trump is voicing new doubts that Russian hackers were behind an effort to influence last year's U.S. election. His latest tweeted comments followed a broadcast denial by WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange that a state actor was behind documents stolen from the Democratic National Committee and made public by WikiLeaks during the campaign. White House spokesman Josh Earnest Wednesday said the issue pits the president-elect and Assange against an array of U.S. intelligence agencies, outside experts, lawmakers on both sides of the aisle.
There's a pretty stark line that's been drawn, and the president-elect will have to determine who he's going to believe. And the decision that he makes about that, I think, will have long-term consequences for the way he chooses to govern the country.
A Senate hearing on the matter is scheduled for later Thursday involving intelligence chiefs. Mr. Trump is scheduled to receive an intelligence briefing on the matter on Friday. President Barack Obama ordered an investigation into the allegations. Last week, he expelled nearly three dozen Russian diplomats and placed sanctions on Russian intelligence agencies. Moscow has denied any involvement. Meanwhile, the Wall Street Journal reports Mr. Trump is drawing up plans to restructure the office of the Director of National Intelligence because it's bloated and politicized. Two Moroccan UN peacekeepers were killed, two others wounded by unknown gunmen in Central African Republic as they escorted fuel trucks west to the town of Obo. Some 13,000 peacekeepers are in the landlocked country as it tries to emerge from years of sectarian violence. Forces allied with Libya's eastern administration Wednesday said they carried out an airstrike Tuesday on the Al Jufra air base under control of the fledgling UN-backed unity government. A spokesman for the Libyan National Army under the command of General Khalifa Haftar said the target was a C-130 aircraft carrying ammunition, weapons, and militia fighters. This is VOA News. The U.S.-led coalition has doubled to 450 the number of advisors assisting Iraqi forces fighting Islamic State fighters in Mosul. U.S. Air Force Colonel John Dorian discussed their role Wednesday from coalition headquarters in Baghdad.
They've advised the Iraqi security forces as they move forward. They remain behind the forward line of troops. You know, as far as specifically where they are, we probably won't get into nth degree detail.
Meanwhile, the U.N. said more than 2,000 Iraqis are fleeing Mosul every day. More than 125,000 have been displaced since the fighting began in October. Vice President-elect Mike Pence Wednesday said one of the first priorities of President-elect Trump will be the process of repealing President Barack Obama's signature health care law, commonly called Obamacare.
It will be important that we be careful as we do that, that we do that in a way that doesn't work a hardship on American families who've gained insurance through this program.
President Obama Wednesday urged congressional lawmakers to defend the law. Former presidential candidate and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders took to the Senate floor to criticize the repeal effort.
Their theme is to repeal and then delay. Or someday they're going to come up with a new plan. You don't destroy a house without having another house in which people to live.
Senate Leader Chuck Schumer said without a replacement, repeal will create chaos for millions. More than 100 passengers were injured when a New York commuter train derailed after hitting a bumping block or barrier as it approached a train station Wednesday morning. Jim Southworth is with the National Transportation Safety Board.
The leading truck and wheel set of the lead car or the cab car did derail and did ride up over onto the platform.
11 passengers were hospitalized. It's the second train mishap in the region in recent months. A New Jersey transit train crashed into a terminal in September, killing one, injuring dozens. Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro has shuffled his cabinet, naming a new economy czar amid the country's economic crisis, which involves rampant inflation and food and medical shortages. He also named a new oil minister and vice president who will take over as head of state should Mr. Maduro be removed from power. French police Wednesday arrested the former Kosovo Prime Minister Ramush Haradinaj on a Serbian arrest warrant for war crimes. He was commander of a guerrilla insurgency during the Kosovar War of the late 1990s. A 100-year-old Frenchman Wednesday set a new one-hour cycling record for his age. Robert Marchand pedaled for nearly 23 kilometers west of Paris to the cheers of hundreds. The retired firefighter said he's been an athlete all his life, a gymnastics champion and boxer, eats lots of fruit and vegetables, and doesn't drink too much coffee. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.